Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and also for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's Third Ingredient with the number three, thirdingredient.com, also available on Amazon. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley and our new friend Lorenzo Gomez, who are partners in a new venture called the Brand Brothers Podcast, just launched this week. They're fighting the evil forces of fake branding and promoting the beauty of great branding. And of course, Bill is the author of a number of books on branding, including The Unstoppables, including Why Johnny Can't Brand, including The Microscript Rules, all of which we've launched on the show before. Guys, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your podcast. So when am I going to be on your podcast? That's what I want to know. When am I going to be invited to be on your podcast?
Well, Lorenzo, what do you think?
Notice, folks, things got real quiet there all of a sudden.
No, we weren't going to have any stinking guests.
Guests on your show.
No stinking guests.
Well, aren't you glad? I'm not doing. That's not my idea.
Well, but we wouldn't consider you a guest. You'd be Brother Jim.
Oh, there you go. Welcome. Yeah, I could be
another part of the family.
Brother Jim, all right. Well, yeah. Brother Lorenzo, let's talk some more about your quest. And we're not tilting windmills, folks. They're really solving these problems. What, Lorenzo? Tell us some more about your quest to get into fake branding and have great branding.
Well, I just think that to me, you know, my personal story is I was at Rackspace for many years, and when I left, I was at a small business that did marketing. And then when we wrapped up that startup, I was helping so many startups and small businesses that I read Bill's books and I realized these principles work. And so to me, I was running a tech company in downtown San Antonio, and we had so much competition that I realized that Bill's principles were what I would use to defend the company from competition. Mm-hmm. But I saw all these startups that would fall in all the pitfalls, and they would take the bait on, you know, just emotion, and let's just spend a lot of money on page views. That's one of Bill's great principles.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going to the actual principles, and I think what we want to do on the show is to show example after example and principle after principle of, hey, you know, these things don't change whether you're the on-time plumber or whether you're doing cloud computing and cybersecurity.
Hey, Bill, that's a good tour there. Hey, Bill, how about this for a tagline? No empty calorie branding. How about that? No empty calorie branding. How about that?
I like that.
Well, Why Johnny Can't Brand, the original title was The 8-Week Brand Diet. And so that metaphor, you see how great minds think alike?
Yeah.
You just hit it, and the publisher made us change it. Hey, but Jim, you know, the thing is that the same thing, you know, talk about analog ethics and dealing with the digital, you know, explosion and the onslaught. Mm-hmm. Is I'll talk about another way. Is that something I heard? Is, you know, technology changes every day, but humanity never does.
Right,
and never will
because we'll always be analog humans.
And never will, and it can't. Right. And so,
one more thing, Bill. We require trust.
Well, yeah.
We require trust.
That's right. But
yes.
The human principles that we require are the very things that make us different than the machines. But they're also the most valuable things. You know, they connect with even the higher powers with all those kinds of things. But it's all through that connection. And I think you're reminding people in a very, very powerful and eloquent way in your book that either these things are going to be tools, we're going to control these tools, or the tools might control us in a way that could be disaster, and we're seeing it right now. This is where the sage people and the philosophers have to stand up in society and call these things out, be like the lighthouse for these kinds of things that so the ship doesn't.
Well, and you're doing that, and you guys are doing that in your way with the branding approaches, and I think you're right because we're all in the marketplace all the time, and when we allow when we allow fake branding, as you say, when we become, you know, one of the things I've tried to do on this show, Lorenzo, is to help small business owners become more discerning consumers of information. Make sure that they're not reading, they're not, I was against fake news before anybody ever called it fake news. And so you guys are doing the same thing. You're helping people become better consumers of brand information because that's where the reality is. That's what real customers want, isn't it, Lorenzo?
One of the examples that Bill uses is page views, right? When we talk about, you know, new technology, is that, you know, my favorite example Bill gives is you can light a cat on fire and set it running down the street and get a million page views, but that is not branding. That will not help your small business, right? And so you know, there's a difference between, you know, entertainment and antics, and what we want to do is give you a real difference to help your business grow. And that's really, and technology, I think, really entices people into going to page views. Yep. And look, that's great if you have a difference.
Hey, Bill, I gotta wrap it up. Yep. Bill, I need a website. You guys got a Brand Brothers website?
Okay. We're prepared for this. Okay, just go to iTunes and look up The Brand Brothers, and you'll see
The Brand Brothers on iTunes.
And don't be afraid when you see our expressions, but we're on a mission to make branding.
It's only scary. It's only scary for the first couple of seconds, folks. I've seen it. Hey, Lorenzo. Hey, Bill. Good job today. Congratulations. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure we will.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.